There is still a lot that we don't know about the attempt on former President Donald Trump's life on Saturday. Background information about the alleged shooter is thin, and nothing so far indicates any clear sense of motive. That information void has been filled by all kinds of theories, theories that people latch onto without basis and that pose a danger all their own. For more, we're joined by NPR's Huojing Nan. Hi there.
Hi.
So tell us, what have you been seeing and hearing about this assassination attempt?
Well, a bunch of theories and speculations. People are blaming the deep state, the Democrats. They're alleging intentional fumbling by the Secret Service or incompetence of their female agents. Users on the fringe blame some of the usual suspects, like a globalist cabal or even Jews or trans people. And some on the left suggest that it's staged by Trump himself. These are all people trying to fill an information vacuum that might not be filled by anytime soon by facts. And they're also fueled by historically low trust in institutions.
Right. I'm curious, what are some of the implications of this rhetoric? Social media can be pretty toxic. Does that translate into real life?
Well, the theories pointing fingers at the opposition could compound the tensions and divisions already high in the election season. We're seeing leaders from both parties calling for the rhetoric to be more toned down. And historically, that's important for leaders to do. Mm-hmm. Megan Squire, a Southern Poverty Law Center, watches online extremists and their message boards closely. While she sees a lot of speculation in the far right about the attack, she's also seeing uncertainty about whether or not this is the moment to mobilize. Watching the online chatter, in some ways, reminds her of the ways, days, and weeks leading up to January 6th.
Like, you're just waiting. Okay, I heard that. That sounds pretty serious. Is it really serious? You know, you're just constantly weighing back and forth.
But this is not just something on the right. We are seeing changes on the left, too.
Really? Can you say a little bit more about that?
Yes. A new University of Chicago poll shows close to 20% of Americans would support violence either for or against Trump. This dovetails with other recent polls in terms of a significant proportion of the population being willing to support violence. But the new thing is that more respondents were willing to support violence against Trump than those for Trump. Welton Chang, CEO of Pura Technologies, says the shift on the left is concerning.
There's been more and more talk on the left saying things like, oh, you know, the right wants a civil war. Well, bring it on. And that's not something that you saw like a year ago.
You know, the fact is that in the past few years, most acts of ideology-driven violence were motivated by ideas from the far right. However, if the same thing starts really happening with the left, it's a different challenge.
So then where does this leave folks at home who are working really hard and trying to sort through all of this news and information?
You know, everybody I talk to say the same thing. Take a step back and take a deep breath. It is very uncomfortable to not try and fill in the blanks, but it is really necessary to refrain from sharing unfounded theories or acting on those suspicions. Mm-hmm. And also, check out who's doing the talking. Many people say they have expertise and overanalysis, but this is a very specific circumstance and fluid situation. So be wary of people claiming they have all the answers at this stage.
That's NPR's Huojing Nan. Thank you.
Thank you.